The 1935 film Mutiny on the Bounty is about a rebellion by the ship's crew over the captain's management style. In a tweet Tuesday, President Donald Trump said it was one of his favorite movies, commenting especially when the mutineers need so much from the captain. Trump presumably was referring to a group of Democratic governors who are banding together to collectively decide when they want to reopen their states.
The president is clearly spoiling for a fight on this issue. The worst thing we can do in all of this is start with political division.
New York's Andrew Cuomo and other governors are working together to develop a strategy for gradually easing stay-at-home restrictions in their states. President Trump says that decision is not entirely up to them. Responding to VOA's question on Monday, Trump declared that he has total authority on the issue.
I'm going to put it very simply. The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do, which is very powerful. The President of the United States calls the shots.
Trump's statement started a firestorm on state versus federal authority in a national emergency.
On its face, what President Trump said is simply wrong. There is no sort of plenary authority in the president, even in times of emergency, to have total authority to do whatever he wants.
Governors have pushed back, including Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer.
There's nobody who would rather be able to push a button and just return to life as normal. But no button exists in this environment.
During the pandemic, the federal government has helped ensure states have the supplies and resources to take care of their citizens. Lawmakers have also passed a $2 trillion plan to support the economy. The governors and mayors have the authority over local matters of public health and safety, including keeping people in their homes and closing businesses.
The president has every incentive to want to improve the economy. He has a lot of financial wherewithal at his disposal to do so. It puts him in a very different position than the governors and the mayors, who are the frontline defense in terms of keeping people at home to protect public safety, but in ways that really do keep the economy limited.
Despite disagreements over who can order the nation's slow return to normalcy, ultimately the virus will determine its own timeline, said Trump's top health expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I think how you reopen, if you want to use that word, the economy in those communities is going to depend a lot on the ability to contain what we know will happen. I'll guarantee you, once you start pulling back, there will be infections. It's how you deal with the infection that's going to count.
Trump has considered opening up parts of the country as early as May 1st. Dr. Fauci said that may be overly optimistic. Patsy Widakuswara, BOA News.